We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Yeah, that's Smollett. He wasn't doing it for self-aggrandizement or anything like that. It was a jobs program. He hired two guys from Nigeria doing a job Americans won't do. And so I think we should pat him on the back and give him a big thank you. It is Beach and Company, and we're at full bore today.
30 presents to you now, Sandy Beach, Beach and Company.
I didn't mean full bore like, hey, I'm boring. No, nothing like that. I mean full bore, throttle, pedal to the metal. Tony Caligiuri is back. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Sandy and Joe.
What was that? Well,
that was my mic. I'm sorry. That was on me.
It sounded like a chicken.
How come?
What are you, chicken man? How come your mic sounded like a chicken? Does it need oiling?
It does, right here.
You got to lube your chicken.
And you lube the mic a little bit.
Lube the chicken. In fact, maybe on One Chance or whatever that thing is we run on what's it called?
One thing.
One thing. Lube your chicken. We don't want a squeaky chicken.
But it's got to be with earth-friendly oils, Sandy, that break down easily.
So does the chicken when you're eating it. I can tell you that. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I hope they throw the book at that guy, Smollett, there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing, it's despicable, because it's designed for probably two things. One, that people will finally find out who he is and what his name is. And secondly, to stir up more problems among the races. We have enough problems there. We don't need artificially induced ones.
Not to mention to further his career and reputation within the Hollywood left.
Yeah, so as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what the charges will be. I think he goes to court today, as a matter of fact.
Why did he have to negotiate a surrender? Did Roger Stone get to negotiate a surrender?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, if you know who he is and there's a warrant for him, you're just going to get him. You don't send an Uber for him with a snack tray. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, where's the FBI and CNN showing up?
I was just
going to
say, where's the CNN cameras?
That's exactly right. That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Today we're going to talk about school, getting up for school, and also getting your shots for school. Getting up for school, I never had a problem getting up for school. I've always gotten up early. How about you?
I've always had a problem.
Yeah?
I'm not a morning person.
You're what we're going to be talking about. On the subject today. How about you?
You know, I've had different schedules, but mostly in the morning, especially in school, obviously, and with this show. And I always say, if you can get past the first 5 minutes,
that's it.
It's fine. And I love being a morning person because I love having the afternoon to do other stuff.
Yeah, I like this shift a lot. And I've always liked mornings better. Certainly in school, no problem. I told you how I used to study for a big exam. If I had an exam coming up, I'd go to bed really early the night before, get up at like 5 a.m., go over the material, and then hit school. And I usually did very well with that because everything was more acute. I was more alert. The words meant more and whatever in the morning than they do in the afternoon. And it's still that way. I still like mornings much better and get up by my own internal clock, usually within a couple of minutes of what I want when I want to get up. 4:44 is the time I get up, and within the 4:40 range, it's every morning. Same thing.
The only letter I wanted to study in the morning was the letter Z.
Like sleeping.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, you know what? This Saturday, it's a day off from school, and Sunday, a day off. I'm going to sleep in. And then I couldn't. I woke up the same time I always wake up, could not get to sleep, and so I learned not to fight it. I'm a morning person, always have been, and Tony Caligiuri is not.
No, I'm not a morning person. I'm grumpy in the morning.
And learning, as far as learning is concerned, that was great. Because I get on the bus, get off the bus, go in the classroom, and there are the classes, and you're bright, alert, fresh, ready to go. I mean, that's the best time. And now they're talking about making starting time a little bit later. Now, some schools are already open at 9, okay? But some that aren't open at 9, that open earlier, are thinking of opening at 9.
We had a parent-teacher conference yesterday, and I asked one of Nick's teachers, because Nick moves up to middle school next year, and he says they actually start earlier, so they have to be there by 7:30.
Which is
going to be a huge adjustment for Nicholas.
Well, I think it's a good adjustment. It's a responsibility of getting up in time. And the one thing that they don't seem to discuss is just simply going to bed earlier. Nobody wants to go to bed. Yeah, you start as a child, you don't want to go to bed. And as an adult, you can't stay awake. You ever notice that? Well, I fall asleep standing up.
I probably could, too. But you know,
not good during the honeymoon,
but it didn't work. You want to sleep, but then when it comes bedtime, you can't fall asleep.
Yeah. It's like Rosanna Dana. If it's not that, it's this. If it's not this, it's that. But it's always something. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. Yeah, Buzzy looked it up before the show started. Hurricane strength winds, the earliest are 74 miles per hour. And we're supposed to get gusts up to 70 miles an hour. There are two things that I really don't like for various reasons. I don't like freezing rain because you're liable, your car will go where your car wants to go, and that's all there is to it, and you hope you don't hit a tree. And the other thing is winds because of trees. I have a lot of really tall trees around my house. When I bought that house, which now was 22 years ago, those trees were not that big, but they are, and because I had a tree fall across my driveway in Wisconsin, I'm very nervous about that. And I always, with a wind, you got a windy day like we're going to have Sunday, I'm always nervous about that. And I'm thinking, some of the things that we revere the most are really a pain in the tuchus, trees especially. Think about it like this. If you have no trees and you want some trees, you got to buy some trees. If you buy the tree is expensive, and then you got to plant the tree, all right? Then you've got to nourish the tree to make sure it gets strong. But as it gets stronger, in the fall, Tony knows this, all kinds of leaves come down. And you break your back taking the leaves out. And then, of course, with windstorms, sometimes trees fall on your house. Not a good thing.
Especially pine trees.
Yeah. And then, have you ever had tree work done? It is mucho expensive. During the October surprise a few years ago, you call a tree guy and you better take out a loan. I'm telling you that. They do great work and it's hard work, but it's expensive work. So then you gotta do that. So I'm thinking if I ever buy another house, I will measure the distance from the tree to my house and then estimate how much time I have left and figure out if it'll ever grow enough so it'll follow my house. You like them. They provide shade. And sitting under a tree with a soft breeze is very nice. But basically, trees are a pain in the ass.
Oh,
you're
telling me 63 large trash bags of leaves in the fall.
Mr. Tree.
Yeah, and I didn't get to clean it out this year, so I'm really going to be in trouble when it...
And we got enough trees. We got plenty of trees. And when they harvest a tree, they usually plant like three more. So we're not going to run out of trees anytime soon. And we got one of our former colleagues who's in a program that plants trees. So you go around planting even more trees than we already have.
Yeah, just don't plant them near my house. I have 8 adult trees surrounding my house.
How about you, Beamer? Do you have any thoughts on trees? You probably haven't had to do much with trees so far.
No, I like looking at trees. That's about it. I mean, I remember all the trees we lost in the October storm, back in 06.
Not only did we lose some, sometimes some of the upper branches broke, but they didn't fall to the ground. So you guys had to get a tree guy out there to make sure to take them down to make sure they don't fall on somebody's head.
But I remember on Mount Vernon Road in Amherst, the before and after, it completely changed the landscape of the street. You know, it wasn't as shaded after that because of the trees that were either lost in the storm or, as you said, were so damaged, had to be taken down after.
But yet, as a kid, you really enjoyed trees when they became a forest. Because we used to play games, like either Western or Army or something like that, where we would go into the forest and try and find our friends. And our friends would try and find us. Sometimes they'd be in a tree. I used to be able to climb a tree. Now the tree says, hey, hey, Chubby, you're not getting, you know, you're not climbing on my branches, I can tell you that. But it was fun. And you'd be up there, like, stalking your friends. Your imagination was great. People don't do that now. Now they sit in front of the computer and get a virtual tree.
Yeah, now we watch treehouse programs on TV.
Oh, I'd love to have a treehouse.
Lust after that.
I would love to have a treehouse.
Yes.
If I had a suitable section. If I lived near water, for instance, and I could have a treehouse that overlooked a river or stream or a lake, anything like that, I'd have a treehouse.
I remember one episode where they did one on the overlooking the Mississippi.
People's
land overlooked it, and you know the tree was pretty high up as it is, and then you had area where you still had to go down to get to the water, but the view was breathtaking.
Well, I was on a Mississippi River cruise. I didn't see any trees, Tony. I think you made that story up.
Jesse helped me make it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, think about it. Two Nigerians hired to beat up the guy, right? I do not know what the charges are going to be. We'll probably find out today sometime. But I hope they're not easy on this guy, because I think it'll set a very poor example.
You think about what he tried to do and essentially light a powder keg already.
Yeah.
Because the left, especially the media, wants everybody to believe that this is a racist country, that racism is and there is racism. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But they'd like you to believe that
everybody is.
Especially if you voted for Trump.
Yeah, if you think about it, it really causes civil unrest because it gives people who shouldn't have those kind of thoughts. It reinforces that, see? Exactly what I thought. That's exactly what's going on.
I mean, he goes on ABCs, drums up the fake tears.
Oh, please.
Put him in jail.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll find out. And, of course, we'll cover that. We'll let you know exactly what's happening. All right. Now, let me see. What do we have? We got a couple of things regarding schools. I put them together because they both have the same general thought process of when you go to school, what you can do when you get there, and what you can't do and still go to school, okay? This headline on an article by the Buffalo News by Aaron Besecker, judge rules mom can't send kids to school without shots. Now, we've heard this story before, certainly. Not this specific one, but stories like this all the time. It used to be pretty cut and dried that you had your shots. In fact, let me look. Yeah, still there. You get your shots and you go to school. It's pretty easy. But then some people thought, no, I don't think I want shots. I don't want anything foreign in my body. And then for a while there was a big movement against vaccinations or anything like it. But now that seems to have passed. But there's still certain procedures. Before you go to school, you have to have your shots. That's all there is to it. And sometimes a little bit later. Two teens who have not received all required childhood vaccinations will not be allowed to attend classes at the Orchard Park Central School District for now, according to the judge. The judge is State Supreme Court Judge Mark Grassetti. We've had him on the show, if I'm not mistaken, Mark Grassetti.
Yeah, I grew up with him.
I remember, yeah. He was sitting right there. He rejected a mother's request to force the district to temporarily admit her two children as she awaits an appeal to the state education department. Marina Williams wanted her daughters to at least receive tutoring at home or another type of distance learning program provided by the district, which in October denied her application for a religious exemption to the vaccine requirement. Now, I'd heard one lawmaker out of Albany saying that they would like to remove the religious exemption in toto. Williams' daughters, aged 13 and 15, previously attended West Seneca schools where the family had been granted a religious exemption. The family moved into Orchard Park District in October. She said her family belongs to the Temple of the Inner Flame Church and is subject to belief system to foreign substances such as vaccines to enter our bodies. They do not believe that that's the right thing to do. She wrote it in a request for the religious exemption. So she wanted it and did not get it and can't go to school without it. So that's the first part. You okay with that? I think that basically, when you're talking about shots, you're talking about shots for a reason. They certainly take certain health issues and grab them by the neck and say, you're not going to infiltrate a whole classroom because somebody comes in with it. And so that's the thinking, I'm sure, of the judge. Well, I'm not sure, but it's logical that it would be. So I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think you have a right to imperil other students because you don't want your children to have a shot. I have all my shots, always have had. The second part we're going to talk about is the little darlings don't seem to be getting enough sleep. Imagine that. Now, usually what happens is some great thinker says, like me, says, well, if they're not getting enough sleep before they go to school, this is radical now. How about going to bed earlier? Wait a minute. Get me a nitro tablet. That is so radical. Think that you might have to adjust a child's schedule to fit normal procedure of how you grow up in life as an educated person?
Come on, you want them to give up Fortnite all night?
That's ridiculous. I think that's so rude. Call Child Protective Agencies. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are back with Beach & Company. I was just talking to Tony before I get back to the subject and take the calls and finish it up there. But if you are a fan of Queen, and even if you're not a fan of Queen, if your cable company has on demand probably Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Queen, it is fabulous. I mean, it is really, really well done. And I don't know the name of the actor who plays Freddie Mercury, but he does a great job. I think he's up for an Academy Award. So check it out. I learned some things I didn't know. I didn't know that he was born with two extra incisors. And so it changed the way he formed his words and things like that. But I've never heard of a voice like Freddie Mercury's except from him. And I don't know if there'll ever be another one because it was just magnificent. It's really good.
Amazing singer. I loved Queen growing up. One of my favorite bands.
And you know what I did right after the movie was over? I went to YouTube and dialed up the actual Live Aid concert that they simulate at the end of the movie. And boy, do they have it down. They have it down to how many, cups that say Pepsi-Cola on them are on the piano as he's sitting there at the end, okay? Yeah, there's seven, in case you were wondering. That's a good bar bet. That's an over and under bet. But anyway, there were seven. And they even had that right. So I suggest this is, I think this is the best movie about a band since the movie about the band. That was excellent because that was directed by Scorsese. And this one is really a masterpiece, I think.
Yeah, that's why I'd ask you, if pick a band that you would love to see a movie be made about.
Well, Last Waltz.
Joe and I were saying Motley Crue movies is going to be made.
Is it? The Last Waltz was the one I was referring to with Scorsese. That's excellent.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, always has been. And this one is as good, I think.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, check it out. First of all, let's go to Michael in Lancaster. Michael, you're on WBEN. Hello, Mike. Well, it said Mike was there, but I don't see Mike as being there, so I'll say thank you for hanging on as long as you did. Now, the first part is Judge Grassani ruling that the mom cannot send her kids to the Orchard Park schools without their shots. Okay? And I want to know how you feel generally about shots. Not specifically this case, but this is what got me thinking about it. Are you okay with that? I think it's a protection. Some people claim a conscientious, like religious exemption, but I think the legislature's going to punt that. I think they're going to get rid of the religious exemption. But the other thing is school and learning. And, you know, if you have kids, I don't have to tell you, they don't like to get up early, and they you surely have a tough time getting them out of the house and into the classroom. Now, three school districts right now in our area are looking to change the starting time to 9 a.m. Now, there are some that already start at 9 a.m. Clarence High School has been starting classes close to 9 a.m. for almost 60 years. So they have the later school starting. School officials in Gowanda, Iroquois, and Springville Griffith Institute are gathering information about the possibility of a later start for older students. So they're looking at that, maybe 9. Sleep experts say puberty causes a person's internal clock to reset. And when I go through it, I'm going to tell you about it. Boy, I'll tell you. Buzzy hasn't gone through it yet. Have you noticed that? His internal clock is still set for the original time. Your reset internal clock and the sleep-wake cycle shifts to a later period. University of Washington researchers found that an increase in median sleep duration of 34 minutes correlated to a 4.5% increase in grades and improved attendance. So what they're saying is the grades on that survey spiked upward and the attendance upward as the time was later. The first thing I'm suggesting is the easiest point of view is to just let them go to bed earlier. They don't want to go to bed earlier. So they don't want to go to bed early, and they don't want to get up early. That's it. They want to go to bed late and get up late. But I'm thinking if you change the routine, now what about the parents who work? Say your kid had to be to school at 7:30, and you've got your work schedule all set, kid out the door, you get in the car and go to work. Suddenly, if it's later, you got some choices. The kid has to stay home alone if you work, or you have to find if you can adjust your work schedule. Maybe you can, maybe you can't, and that depends on a later start. But I do think trying the easiest thing first would be to try and get them to bed earlier and to get up earlier.
You know, with the fact that I cover high school sports, and I know for a fact several of the teams in the area, you know, depending on the season, they get up real early and they have to get in workouts or practices, especially hockey. They'll practice early in the morning. So some of these kids are up at 5:30.
See, I think that's the
they get good grades too.
That's the motivation. And that's the first thing I thought of was ice time. You hear about parents booking ice time and having to get up early, whether it's hockey or whether it's figure skating in the Olympics, and we hear about it. But I think if there's something they want to get up for, they will. And so that kind of disputes the thinking that they just can't do it. I think they don't want to do it, but I think it's possible for them to do it. So I'd like your opinion. What about all schools starting at 9 o'clock in the morning? Do you favor that? Do you not? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Also, how do you feel about shots? Getting shots to be able to get into school, not being able to get into schools if you don't have them. We're back after this. It is Beach & Company, and we're going to have in about 6 minutes from now a guest on the show who will be a regular guest on the show just before the 10 o'clock news. You may have heard of him. His name is Rush Limbaugh. Yes, Rush has been relocated from the early morning news block to this show, and we're happy to have him. So that'll be about 6 minutes of generally. The time varies by a minute here or there, but that's it. It's just before the 10 o'clock news. Do not miss it. Let's see a couple of texts here, 309-30, and then I'll go to the phone. Good morning, Sandy. Regarding immunizations, it's the parents' choice to not immunize. When making that decision, they should also accept the fact that attending a public school may not be an option. How can the school district be expected to provide tutors for this situation? This could get out of control quickly. Signed, Peg in Lancaster. Right, you are, Peg. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Fred.
As far as getting shots go, I would like to just bring up the one thing I can remember from my boyhood, and that is polio.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They used to run shorts at the movie theater about polio, and they would come and get donations, and we eradicated polio.
Yeah, and that shows you how good and how beneficial those shots are, and I would not want anybody that doesn't get them to come to my class.
Yeah, I think, if you want to make that individual decision, then you have to work with the parameters of what's available to you. And I think because you don't believe in it doesn't mean that other parents shouldn't either. So you have to make a choice. Do you want to be part of that group or not?
Yeah, I think they're in the minority, of course.
Yeah, I think so too, but they're usually in the vocal minority. But the judge here, Judge Grisante, ruled against their request. We can't be providing individual tutors for people like that. There are who request them. There are other opportunities for them, and they should pursue those if they don't want. But if I had a student that was going to be in the same class, I would be nervous about it. And I'm not overly dramatic about it, but I think it's important to get the shots. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Fred. And regarding starting school at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's no problem for me, but I see it is a problem for some people. And I think it's more of a problem than when I grew up. When I grew up, staying up late usually was listening to my music or watching something on television. That was about it. And now, Tony, you point out they got all kinds of video games and other things, and they're conversing with people all around the world. So it's not as easy to get to bed. For some reason, staying up late, if you're already up, is something you want to do. You don't want to go to bed. But I think maybe sometimes you just have to pull the plug and go to bed.
And I've mentioned this over and over again on the show, that the game Fortnite, kids play it all night long. And I go back to last summer with coaching baseball. I would show up for a 6 o'clock game, and the kids were completely out of it. I said, what's wrong with Junior? Well, he was up playing Fortnite all night. Well, didn't you take the controls away? Yes, but he found them, and he's still able to play. So
yeah.
That's the type of situation that they're in.
I think that, it'd be really cool is to have a plug that is unpluggable. In other words, you just take the plug and unplug it, and that's it.
Or you do like I do, and you put the game in your room so that in order for the kid to play, he's got to be in the same room.
Very good, Tony, and they can't watch porn. Because they could. It's already in your room, but we don't recommend it. So we want to know about 9 o'clock start times. There are some... as we said, Clarence has been doing it forever and ever and ever. There's three districts now looking at a 9 o'clock start. And the good part about that is there would be more sleep. You guess. It might be one of those creeping things where you don't get enough sleep now, but if they move it up further, you stay up later. So that it could be a side effect of something like that. Nothing in what I've read about this suggests that. However, it is a possibility because that's usually the way it works. It's never a clean proposition. So we want to know about a couple of things. Immunization before your kid is allowed in a public school. Do you think that's a fair and just and righteous thing to do? Do you favor it or do you not favor it? And the second thing would be a lot of kids are not getting enough sleep, and it's hurting their grades. And it's not a beneficial thing. If they come into school a little bit later, they're thinking instead of like 7:30, if they come in at 9, they have a better chance of making a better shot at the early morning quest of learning there. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. Those are the two questions. And as I said, today is a very special day as we welcome Rush Limbaugh. I understand that Rush personally called Tim Wenger and said, I demand to be on Sandy Beach's show. I want to be with the best. And so we have him on. As a matter of fact, why don't we sit back and enjoy a minute with Rush Limbaugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.